Morning, New Denver. As Stephen said, my name is Jordan Gibson. I am blessed and honored to be here. They invited me about a month ago to come and continue this series on wisdom. If you weren't here last week, Stephen began the series and started talking about what wisdom is, how we can make good decisions using wisdom, and things of that sort. And as he shared, we kind of moved here about a year ago, my wife and I, and we have been attending here for about 6 months or so. And, you know, as I thought about this subject of wisdom, I realized, you know what, I don't want to just come up here and go, here's what I think you should do. Here's a couple of great ideas that I have. But I wanted to look at my life and say, where has the kind of struggle been? Like, where has the pain and the hurt and the challenge and how has the Lord kind of brought wisdom to me through those situations? Like, how has he given me wisdom in the places where I really needed it? And so I kind of thought about this last year or so, and I realized much of my struggle, and my wife and I, over the past year has been in like finances and like moving across the country and all these things that have kind of come along that this last year. And I thought, all right, what kind of story could I say this morning? What kind of, what could I share that would kind of apply to everyone this morning? And I started making a list of different stories I could share, and I came up with like 10 of them. So obviously I can't like share 10 stories this morning, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of a snapshot of this last year in some of the financial chaos, I guess you could say, and then just kind of share one of the stories that I think may be applicable to everyone. I mean, over the last years, like I said, we moved across the country. I started seminary, which is not cheap. All the student loans and those types of things that come with that. I had two jobs that got their hours cut. One of them was like last week. We had different jobs that as we moved across the country kind of had promised one thing and then didn't really come through as much as we had hoped them to. And I had to turn down one job because we didn't feel like it was what I should do. And finally, what I thought was kind of the craziest story of them all. We moved from just south of Chicago. And basically, before we moved, we wanted to make sure, we felt like this was where the Lord was leading us, but we wanted to make sure like we could have some income, we could kind of set up jobs. So we looked online, applied for jobs, set up a long weekend of interviews. So we come out, the first day I interview with the church as like a youth pastor, kind of part-time, and they give me the job. They say, okay, you know, it's going to be part-time, here's how much we'll pay you. And I said, okay, I'll be here on this date, and I'll start. And great. So day one worked great. Day two, my wife has an audition with a dance company, modern dance company in downtown Denver. She auditions with 50 other people and gets called back with two other girls the next day. So that next day, she's actually hired into the company. So she's like, her lifelong dream comes true that next day. She's brought into this company. And then finally, the third day, she gets a job teaching dance classes, something she had done before. Got into a great studio with a Christian lady leading the play. So we leave Denver excited, really like, okay, we got most of our income kind of set up, we're ready to go. And this is like, say, 3 months before we moved, and then about 2 weeks before we move, I start getting emails from the church, and they're really vague, and they're really kind of like, well, one of the parents is going to start doing your job. And then the next one was like, we're going to pay them to do your job. Like half as much as we're going to pay you. And like, so I get these series of emails basically saying, never mind. Like, we gave you a job, but never mind. So now we're about a week before we're going to move across the country. And it's not like we had saved up a bunch of money. We're just like, let's go. And we're faced with this decision of whether or not, like, are we going to follow what we feel like the Lord wants us to do and where he wants us to go? Or will we kind of really look at this and logically and say, I don't know if that's a good idea. And we're like, you know, we have to. We have to follow where the Lord is leading us. And so we do. We move, and it was beautiful how the Lord worked it out. Because we get here, I have class like the day after we moved. And I'm talking to one of the guys in the class, and I just shared the same story. And he goes, oh, my company's hiring. He's like, send me a resume. I'll get you an interview. And within a week, I had an interview. And the process took a little while, which was also another challenge. But the Lord kind of worked it out for us. And I look back on all these situations, especially that one. And I thought, like, how did we make it through? And I just remember this verse that we kind of held on to. And I mean, it's so important to us that, I mean, my wife got a tattoo of a little bird on the back of her neck. Like, that's how important, like, so that we would remember the scripture. And it, you guys can pull it up. It says, Jesus says in Matthew, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And this was a verse, like I said, we just hung on to in the time of chaos and trouble. And it, I mean, just sharing the story, it's like I can't even describe to you like some of the pain and anguish of like day in, day out of how are we going to do this? Like, how are we going to make it? And then just my wife and I just reminding each other, like, the Lord has what we need. Like, he's for us. He is with us. He can provide what we need. And your situation may not be financial. Like, I know everybody's not, doesn't have this chaos like I was talking. But, I mean, every one of us needs something. And I think that's where the wisdom comes in. It's like, each of us has these needs. And I don't know, yours could be a job or a relationship or, like, I don't know what your need is. And I think it's wise to kind of think through and ask the Lord, like, what do I need? Like, what is the thing in my life right now that I need? And the hope is that we would go to him and realize that our God takes care of the birds. And he says, how much more valuable are we? Like, he will take care of us. He will provide the things that we need. And so I thought, as I was kind of wrestling through this message, I thought about, let me grab this bit. I thought about, like, is this the deepest thing going on in my life? Like, is whether or not I have enough money, like, the deepest thing actually happening? And I realized that that was just, like, surface level. And I wanted, it's my first message in Colorado, so I have to, like, draw a mountain or something along those lines, right? So, and it actually works, you'll see. So, I'm not a good drawer, but I'm gonna make a mountain, something like that. Good? Yeah, I know it's good. So I saw finances as my kind of peak, my kind of, the, like I said, surface level, am I gonna have enough money today or not? And as I thought about it, there's something that's a little bit deeper than that, a little bit kind of, deeper than just whether or not I have money, enough money. And I realize it is, I just want to know that, like, I'm going to be okay. I have this desire for security. I'll just write security so I can put this down. I just have this desire to know everything's going to be okay. I don't have to worry about anything. And as I thought about finances, and I realized, like, I just want to make, like, way more money than I do now. Then I don't have to worry about anything. I could just, like, sit on my couch and, like, do whatever I want and have whatever I want. And I would never have to, like, worry about, is it going to be okay? And with all this kind of job chaos and all these types of things, I realized my security cannot come from my job, the amount of money I have in the bank, my security, like those things are so fickle. Like they can change. And one day, like this week, I got a text message from my boss saying, "Did you want to work this summer?" And I'm like, "What?" Like I, you know. So these types of things can change so drastically. And for us to hold our security, like in making enough money or having this job, or and I don't know what you hold your security in. Some of us have it in job title. Some of us have it in the amount of money we make. Some of us have it in, I mean, an assortment of different things. And I realized, kind of as I was studying the same verse in Matthew, I realized that our security has to come from the Lord. Like, it is the only thing that we can rest on, that we can hold as real security. And if you could pull that verse up again, let me read through it one more time. It says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not reap or sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" And this second part, the second sentence there says, "Are you not much more valuable than they?" I want to find my security in a God that holds me as valuable. Let me say that again. I want to find my security in the God that holds me as valuable. And what I mean by that is God says he takes care of the birds. You are more valuable than they. He's saying, I hold you as valuable. I love you. I care for you. I am for you. I am with you. I will take care of you. Like, it's going to be okay because he says so. Because he is for us. And I just love that. And I believe that, I mean, in that, in the God that holds us as valuable, like all of a sudden I don't have to worry anymore. Like all of a sudden I don't have to worry about, is it going to be okay? And I don't know what's going on in your life. We all have these different kind of issues that as we think forward and we think like next week, tomorrow, next month, like, is it going to be okay? And my hope this morning, the wisdom, I think, is that it will be. Like, as we go to the Lord, as we trust that he is for us and with us and loves us, like, we can believe that he is going to make it okay. So, continuing with my cool mountain drawing, I thought a little bit deeper. I said, you know, is that the bottom level? Obviously, it's not, because I got a little bit more mountain. And I realized, as I thought about, am I going to have enough money to live? And I thought about, is it going to be okay? I realized, kind of despite those things, Jesus was calling me to follow him. Kind of whether or not I had enough money, or whether or not like I felt like it was going to be okay or not, he was calling me to follow him. Let me write that. And as I thought about this last year, and really more than that, the last few years, I thought, like, what's the wisdom that I have gained in this process of following Jesus? And I realized there's like two parts. The one was, on one side, this is the most difficult thing that I've ever done. Like, moving across the country without a job. And, like, I didn't even tell anyone I knew that, except my wife, that I didn't have the job. Because I didn't want to, like, deal with them. I just wanted to go for it and, like, figure it out. But, like, following Jesus has been so challenging. There's been decisions like that. There's been situations where it's been so hard to kind of follow what we felt we're supposed to do. And I just thought, I was just reminded of this verse in Luke. Luke 9:23 says, Jesus said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Take up their cross, deny themselves daily, take up their cross and follow me. That's how I feel pretty often. It's like, as I follow after Jesus, he's calling me to say, like, deny what you think should happen. Deny what you think, how you want it to go, whether or not you think like it's a good financial decision or not. Like, deny and follow after me. And it can be really challenging. And yet, there's a sense, as I walk with him, there's a sense of peace and joy and fulfillment that comes. I was reminded of this other verse in Matthew. It says, Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He's saying, as we follow him, he helps us with the load. He walks with us. He gives us peace and joy. And he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." As we walk with him, instead of being so challenging and hard, though there is that aspect, he says, "It's easy and it's light." And I think the wisdom is in that tension. It's kind of that tension between it's challenging and yet we're with Jesus. So it's good. And speaking of the summer school, I went to the worship painting class this week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and like six girls. It was awesome. I can't show you yet. So I wanted to describe visually what it looks like for me to follow Jesus. And visualize before I show you, so you kind of know what it is. I'm not a very good painter, just for clarity. I wanted to make this picture of like, it's raining, kind of like this week. It's raining, it's pouring, it's foggy, it's cloudy. You can't see 2 feet in front of you. You can't see to the left, you can't see to the right. And I just feel like I'm this little kid. Often I feel like this, and I'm just hanging on to Jesus' hand, and he's just walking me. I can't see where we're going. He's not telling me really where we're going, but I'm just hanging on. So I thought, I'm the little kid with the afro right there. But I mean, that's kind of visually what I feel like it means for me to follow Jesus. And I don't know what Jesus is calling you to follow him. Some of you may follow him, some maybe not, some maybe for 50 years or more. But I think there's different aspects. If we listen, if we would take the time to listen to the Lord, I believe each of us has certain aspects of our life where he is calling us to follow him. He's calling us to come after him, to kind of put aside some of the things that we think we should do, kind of deny ourselves and just go. And sometimes, I mean, it brings some crazy decisions like moving across the country. But I believe it's the best thing that we can be a part of, walking with our Creator. I think the wisdom is to say yes. So finally, I got to the bottom of the mountain. I realized that there was something that was kind of all-encompassing as I thought about finances and whether or not I was going to have enough money and security and whether or not it was going to be okay and following after Jesus and all the kind of challenges and joys that come with that. I realized in all of this, Jesus was just calling me to trust him. And so I thought more about that. I realize that if I trust Jesus, most of these other things aren't such a big deal anymore. You know? Like whether or not I have enough money, if I trust him to be there for me, to supply for me, I know it's going to be okay. I mean, there's no way I can follow Jesus if I don't trust him. But as I do trust him, I realize that like I can go after him. I can follow him. I can go wherever he wants me to go. And I wanted to share this verse from Proverbs. I've kind of been teaching through this verse today, the whole message, but I didn't want to give away that trust part. So I wanted to wait till we got to the end And I just want to kind of walk through this a little bit in the last few minutes that we have. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Trust in the Lord. Like I said, this verse, I feel like trusting the Lord kind of takes care of everything. And I don't know where Jesus is calling you to trust him. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know where he's calling you to believe that he's for you. Like, it doesn't have to be financial situations. I get that. Like, all of us are dealing with something else. But in some level or another, I feel like if we as a community can come to trust the Lord, kind of bottom line, say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where Jesus is going. I don't know where he's taking me, but I trust him. I think this community can do amazing things. I think this community can change this area, change this region, change this city. It continues and says, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. You know, that's kind of what I had to do moving across the country without a job. Is like, deny myself, lean not on my own understanding, submit to his will. And it says, he will make your path straight. He'll show you the way. And, you know, this is not easy to do, right? I mean, we're saying like, follow after Jesus, trust him, trust that he's for us, that he's going to take care of all the chaos in our life. Like he is with us. And as I thought about it, it's like, I just wish I could say, you know, if we would do this, everything would be like great. Like then we'd all have way too much resources and just be able to do what we want, have what we want, and just have all the pleasures, you know, we want in the world. And like, I can't promise that because I mean, what I've been talking about is the challenges that following Jesus has brought in my life. And I realize that Jesus, though he loves us and he's for us and he's with us, he's in the business of changing us and allowing things to change us so that he can use us more, so that he can change us into a more compassionate, loving, caring person, just like Jesus, that he can change us through challenging, hard circumstances in order that he can send us out to show this world that he loves them. And that's hard. That's something hard to sign up for. Is that God wants to use these hard, challenging circumstances to change us. But as I thought about it, like, what is more beautiful than the created being, you and me, walking with the Creator down the path that the Creator has established, down the will, down the path that the Lord has planned before you were even in existence. I love the picture of me walking into kind of the destiny that the Lord has prepared for me, stepping into all the plans as I follow him into whatever he has for me. See, if we hadn't moved, like, I wouldn't be here today, and there's 100 things I could share that wouldn't have happened. Awesome things, awesome people, awesome friends like that we've met. And my hope that this community would walk that out and kind of walk down this path, denying ourselves, submitting to the Lord, following after him no matter where he wants to take us. So in closing, I share this with my wife and a couple friends. I just said, I'm going to talk about finances. I'm going to talk about security, following Jesus, and how he's kind of calling me to trust him. And in our conversation, my wife goes, well, what if I go and, you know, in spite of our financial situation, like I go and buy a shirt, for example. I know I shouldn't. I just want to, and I just go for it. And I realized what she was asking is, if I go do this thing I know I shouldn't do, will the Lord still provide? Like, is he still here for me? Can I still know that it's going to be okay? Can I still trust him? And my other buddy that was there, he goes, that is the definition of grace. The God that when we walk away, when we turn from him, when we do what we know we're not supposed to do, he comes with love and care and compassion and forgiveness. And you know, that's the God that came from heaven to earth to die when we turned away. In our sin, when we walked away, when we turned from him, he came to die to reconcile our relationship with him, to come to bring us back to him. And to me, that's a God worth following. That's a God worth denying myself, turning from what I think should happen, and just saying, I'm here. Yes, Jesus, I will follow wherever you take me. So that's my hope for this community. That's the wisdom. I think if I have anything, it's a hard road to walk down, but with Jesus, like, he brings peace and joy and love. Let me pray. Thank you, Lord, for today, this morning, for your wisdom. Lord, as we follow you, I pray that you give the grace needed for this community. That as we do our best to kind of follow after you, not knowing where you're taking us, where we're going, denying ourselves, coming after you, my prayer is that you would walk with us, carry the burden, give us peace. Help us to know that you see us as valuable and that you love us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.